With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning. This is Joanna.
All right, Joanna, here we go. Round three already. It's going by quick, as we say. But you got Hillman up?
Yeah, he's here.
All right, let's go to him. Live from the water. Can't get a lure back. He's hiding behind the console, not to get out of the wind, but to keep the fish from eating the bait off his hands. Hillman, what's up?
You got to keep reeling. You got to keep reeling.
There he is. Hillman, we got you.
You there? Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. We're having hell with these phones the last couple times.
Can't get a lure back.
Here, let me have your reel. I'll reel you in. Yep, now you're both hung up. Okay. How's it going this morning?
Oh, I'm just checking on you. Need a little live action this morning. I knew you'd already be on the hook and catching them up every cast.
Yeah, nah, we're fishing some real gnarly stuff. We just got here.
Well, it sounds calm and looks calm. My screen.
Man, it's the prettiest. This broke off. It's the prettiest morning I've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but finally got on a decent little bite Friday. I took off yesterday, but Friday they actually ate pretty good for us for a change. I had to had a couple slow days last week, but all right, you got it. Yeah, just straight retrieve. Just straight retrieve.
Well, there's a lot of that going on.
But no, it was pretty good stuff Friday once we got them going. And, we pulled off that little reef I was on, I guess about 8:30, and went red fishing. And I've been really struggling with reds. Of course, I had a long time to find red. I had 5 or 6 hours. And I finally found a few redfish. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
They're starting to pop up in a few places. Not many keepers. We caught like five. Only had one in the slot, about 27 inches. Then I broke off one at the back of the boat, this upper slot. But by the time I found them, it was like our last stop. And we were fixing to go in. It was blowing like 21 or 22 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So I really couldn't stay on them. It wasn't the best conditions. But I'm going to go check on them today and see what we can do.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys had a flounder, lost a flounder, still catching a few flounder.
Well, you know, what I've noticed you've been doing a lot, you know, because I stay in touch with you a lot. We talk a lot about different patterns and whatever, all the fishing going on. But what you've been doing is I admire you for it because you don't sit on, once you find you some good stuff, you don't sit on it and beat it to pieces. You'll get you a decent catch off of it and then pull off of them and leave them alone. Save some for seed, so to speak.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I appreciate that. There's three things that can go wrong if you do that. If you sit there, reel a little bit faster. Okay, you're in. There's three bad things that can happen if you do that. You're going to run the risk of somebody seeing you. B, you're going to sit there and sore mouth those fish, the fish that you're going to need the next day.
True.
And C, inevitably, somebody's going to let a few of them swallow the hook, you're going to kill a few for no reason. So I just,
right.
instead of just sitting there and beating on them and, you know, all that garbage, we just usually leave and we'll go find something else. Now, we did catch some more trout after we left the other day, but they're all babies. There's a lot of areas, man, holding, I said it the other day, I think Friday when we talked, 9 to 13-inch trout. Little.
Yeah, a lot of juveniles, you know, a lot of good future fish, though.
Yep. And, of course, we see it every year. This year is a little bit different. I think a lot of it's because of all the rain, all the fresh water in the back lakes, the marshes that pushed all these little juvenile trout out. But they're in a lot of places. Like with all this wind, I've been doing a lot of the back lake stuff all over the bay, and the back lakes, at the mouths of the back lakes, there are just tons and tons of little bitty fish.
Right.
Tons of them. You want a leader on here, Don? Did you have a leader? You go straight braid. Okay. But so, you know, we say that every year, Mickey. I mean, we talk about all these little fish. We talk about your future, and next year rolls around, and everybody catches them pretty good for the first couple of months of the summer. And then we're talking about little fish again. We're talking about how good it's going to be next year, you know?
I know. We do it every year.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody's catching some fish. I'm not trying to sound all doom and gloom, but it just seems like the same old song and dance every year, you know?
Well, these fish get a lot of pressure on them. I mean, they get harvested quite frequently.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Hell, I don't even think we have the spring gill net surveys yet, do we?
I hadn't
seen
any yet.
Have they published any of that?
I hadn't got an email on it yet either, you know.
Yeah, I talked to a guy with Parks and Wildlife about 3-4 weeks ago, and he told me about what we would expect. Now, this is not official. This is all just a guy telling me stuff. But he told me that the, you know, south of here, Coastal Bend area, not so great. But here, this area, he said, look decent. So, but I mean, that's pretty much what all of our anecdotal evidence shows us, you know, what we see. So,
yeah, the seeing is believing evidence. That's kind of what I roll by.
That's it.
Well, I know where they normally run their spring surveys up my way. I didn't see any of that this year. Areas that normally put their nets out, they didn't put them out this year. So, take that for what it's worth.
Okay, you got it real faster. So you didn't see where they normally put them.
No, where they normally put them out, they did not put them out this year, and they've been doing it that way for 30 years. So,
gotcha. I don't even know where they. I've seen them a couple of times in my life. But I don't know. I don't even know where they put them this year. But I know that the bay's getting a little bit saltier. You know, we've been talking about it. It's getting a little bit better. There's still some areas that are complete garbage, that are just totally trashed.
Right.
But I've been in, you know, far stretches, you know, way down south is where pretty much all of us are fishing, lower Galveston, west.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. And the water's, it's got a lot of green in it now. It's probably the best I've seen it in about 3 months.
Yeah.
And pretty much everything we're
get it to come back around.
Yeah. But pretty much everything we're catching or last week or so at least are tide runners. Probably last 2 weeks. Almost all of our fish are tide runners. Other than some of those trips I made over to east and stuff, some of those fish, they're those marsh fish I talked about that they're just solid black. Man, they didn't come in from the Gulf.
No.
And then, like
residents.
I said, there's only one or two patches really of keepers over there, in my opinion, based on what I've seen. And there's just not much to go around. I think I've had kind of mixed beliefs on it since they did it, but I'm pretty well convinced that close and rollover did not help. And that's kind of what I look at. If you just ask somebody this simple question, do you think close and rollover helped or hurt the Bay. I don't think there's one person out there that can say it helped the Bay.
No, anybody with any kind of common fishing sense at all would know that it didn't. You know, why? Yeah. You know, we spend millions of dollars down the coast to open up passes, while up here we closed one. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
But that was a political thing anyway.
Yeah. No, it's there's no way it's
it'll change the way East Bay filters water, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the tide survey studies and everything done over the years, you know, that was a small flow of water back there to the back of the bay, about 5 to 7% exchange. But it was a great escape route for fresh water coming down the intercoastal and out of the back of the East Bay to escape to the Gulf and clean, you know, cleanse that upper end of that bay. And it's not happening now. It's pretty much locked. I mean, you can look at the intercoastal and see how far down the fresh water comes down it now, especially if you look at the OFS monitor and see how everything's changed. It's totally changed the currents and the flow and influx and the whole nine yards. So it's we knew it ahead of time. We didn't need a topographical survey or anything like that to show us what we already knew was coming.
And that's the thing, what we see, I mean, I know we need the science and all that rigmarole.
Oh, yeah,
but
follow the science.
What we see is worth something. And just me personally, the changes that I've seen back there, it's noticeable. And I hear these percentages by these biologists and stuff, and I utmost respect for these guys. I know they work their tails off and they're smart and all that. But I hear these percentages thrown around, and how in the hell can anybody know what percentage of water went through that pass? What really went through there?
Right.
I don't know, but I'm sure they
look
have
at the
some
amount of fish that came through that pass.
Well, and that's what it was called when they opened it.
Well, it was
56.
A fish pass, a rollover. I mean, it was an
that's
exchange
what it was called.
For movements of fish from offshore to inshore and vice versa. So that's we could talk till we're blue in the face on that deal. Well, we did for years on this show before the closure of it, knowing we knew ahead of time what it was going to do. But I'm not one to sit here and tell you, I told you so. But it happened, and there's nothing we can do about it now. We just got to roll with it.
Man, it's
Galveston
so nice
Bay has
out here.
Become a commercial armpit anyway. It really has.
I know.
All right,
hey,
man, I'm going to let you get back to work, Steve.
Yeah, it's nice out here, man, but there's no slicks, no bait. It's kind of dead right now.
Well, maybe it'll pick up. And
I hope
wish you and your guys the best of luck today. If somebody wants to come go fishing with you, I highly recommend it how they get a hold of you, Hillman.
Yes, sir, 409-256-7937.
See, there's a guy multitasking right there, buddy, tying knots during the middle of a phone conversation and fishing. Hey, good luck to you, Steve. I hope you catch him up, buddy.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Take care. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman in Galveston Bay right now, already fishing. Hope they do good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, the final two segments. We still have plenty of phone lines available if you care to get a call in before we go off air. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. All right, let's go to Randy. He's up next. Randy, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Y'all good sounding morning. Loud and proud this morning. How are you, sir?
Oh, we are. We're always proud, baby. Nothing like
I know it. I know
nothing
it.
Like Texas.
Show ain't, baby. Show ain't. Hey, Captain Mickey, I want to put this bug in your ear. About 2 weeks ago, we were in Lake Livingston, and me and my brother and a friend of mine, and we were just got on the plane, just got up to about 30, 35 mile an hour. I looked over at my buddy. I said, boy, it's going to be a smooth ride out here this morning. It's going to be all good. We're going out there going to catch some white bass.
Right.
Well, about halfway in between Browder's and the island, man, we hit a tree. It wasn't no log or no, it was a tree. I have a 21-foot Mako, that LXT or LTX. Anyway, yeah. we're easing on across there, and when we hit that log, sir, it threw that Mako boat out of the water about 6 foot. Now, here's where I'm going with this. I think everybody, and me more than anybody, needs to wear their cutoff switch and wear a doggone life jacket. I've
no
always
doubt.
Been kind of stubborn about that. You know, I'm always the kind of guy, let's get the boat in the water. Let's get out there. Let's go catch them. Let's get back before anybody else does.
Right.
But this taught me a big old lesson right now, and I just wanted to kind of enlighten everybody else about it that's listening to the show this morning, that don't be like me. You know, don't take it for granted. It's just going to be a good boat ride and a good fishing trip out there, and everything's going to be good. When that boat flew out of the water, sir, we could not see that log. It was underneath the water about 2 inches, and underneath that Mako, it has a lip that goes across the bottom, all the way across the bottom of the boat. Well, that's what that log had hit, and the boat went out of the water, it turned, we was headed north, and the boat, when it went airborne, it turned left and went dead west. And when we landed back in the water, we were going the opposite direction. So when the boat hit, the boat leaned over and was fishing the top over on the top. Well, my brother, he went 6 foot up in the boat in the air. He went higher than me. I seen him, and I'm standing up in the boat. And then my buddy, when we hit the water, we was falling over. Well, I reached over there. I'm holding on to the stern wheels. Don't think kept me from falling out and knocking my friend out of the boat. Well, I grabbed him by the shirt, and I pulled him back in, and the boat's laying there. We're flipping and flopping. I said, are y'all all right? Everybody's all right, thank God. Well,
Nobody got hurt? Oh, that's
nobody got hurt. Man, nobody got hurt. Nobody.
Y'all are so lucky you can't believe it.
Ain't we, though? Ain't we, though? And that's why I'm, you know, I hear preaching all the time about, you need to wear your life jacket. You need to put your kill switch on. That should be the first thing you do when you get in that boat before you do anything else. You
yes, sir.
That. Well, I was a little stubborn. Not to say that I wasn't going to wear them. I was just always in too big a doggone hurry, which ain't good. Being fast will get you killed sometime. I've learned that. But
right.
Captain Mickey, we knocked a hole in the bottom of that boat as big around as a 55-gallon drum.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it went all the way out the back of the boat. It hit about mid-center of the boat, and it went all the way out the back of the boat. But I'm going to say one good thing about a Mako boat. That son of a gun is durable. We didn't sink. We didn't sink, thank the Lord, because we was too far out there to swim back to the bank. Anyway, we picked the motor up. I looked at the motor. Man, there wasn't nothing done wrong with the motor, you know. We couldn't see underneath the boat what was going on. So I told my little brother, I said, we're hauling ass back. Let's turn around. Well, when we turned around and we tried to go back to the boat dock, I couldn't even get my boat on a plane. It wouldn't run. It was full of water.
Too much weight.
Yes, sir. It was way too much weight. It looked like we were shrimping out there. I mean, the back of the
plus,
boat was way
down plus,
in the water.
Plus all the drag from the water grabbing that hole and all the resistance. Yeah, you can't get it on plane once you do something like that.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to hooray about Mako boats. They're real good boats. I like it. They're durable, and they'll take a lot of
abuse. Which Mako is this? Is this the newer models that they made similar to the Kenners, you know, the pop?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's basically what it is an old Kenner design.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, they are a tough boat, and now I'm looking for a boat, but, you know, that boat with the custom trailer and big motor upgrade and all that good stuff that I had put on that boat was around 70
cheap.
Grand.
Yeah, it ain't cheap, buddy.
It was really expensive. And now I'm in the market for another boat, so I was going to pick your brain this morning and try to find out from you, I know you'll know, is where I could pick up a secondhand boat that ain't going to cost me 70 and still get a good deal and still get, you know, a nice boat out of it.
Well, you know where a lot of good deals are found, and you might be able to find, you know, Kenner similar to that, whether it's a 21 or the 23. What size engine were you running on that, a 150 or what?
A deuce and a quarter.
Okay, so you got some horsepower on it. Okay,
because she was flying.
Your motor's fine, and you could put that on another hull once you find what you're looking for. I know that in Louisiana, you can find some really good deals over there. You know, if you know, you run across it on the internet or however. I know guys that find a lot of the old Kenners like I run, whether it's the 23 or the 21s, and all you got to do is stack all your stuff off of this one, you know, and just upgrade that boat with what you're running and refurbish it and get into it relatively cheap compared to what it's going to cost you to go down and get you a new one, I can tell you that.
Yes, sir. Now, one more question. You may have more of an idea than I do because I've never been through it or been around anything like that. The boat is totaled, but I don't know, you know, being since I'm making notes on the boat to the bank, if it's totaled, am I going to get all the stuff back on the boat or are they going to take it when they total it out?
No, what you added on to that boat after the purchase of it, that's yours. And, if you know, that's between, you know, your insurance company and your financier, you know, whoever's holding the note on that boat. And you definitely want to get enough to pay it off, and hopefully you'll make some because, you know, the price of boats right now are just ridiculous. I think this year alone, most of your boats' fiberglass has gone up, you know, 10 to 15% on average. So,
well, I'm just worried about it, you know.
You know what, Randy? I'll keep my ear to the ground and fish around, you know, and if I run across something like that you may be interested in, I'll get with you on it. Don't hang up when I let you go. Joanne will get your number, and I'll put it in my phone. And if I happen to run across something in that range, you know, 21-foot area, I'll text the info to you.
Yes, sir. And you know, it's like this morning. I asked all my friends all the time. I say, "Hey, man, you go get up with the fishing show this morning." What? I said, "The fishing show. Come on, man. Don't go what to me. You're making me mad."
Well, said, if you had to ask them, they're not early morning sickos.
They don't know.
Man.
There you
they
go.
Just don't.
There you go.
Hey, they don't there know because they don't know.
They don't know. That's right.
Well, they know now.
You know, this morning, my wife comes in here and she's looking at me all crazy. She goes on and makes her way to the bathroom. Well, I'm looking over here, and it's 15 till 4. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Waiting on Captain Mickey show. Come on, you know." Oh, God, she can't believe it, that I wake up at 3:30 in the morning on a Sunday to hear the show. But, hey, I am 100% hooked, 100%
All right, buddy.
Just crazy about it.
Well, We appreciate it here.
Hey,
I love doing it, and I wouldn't know what to do without it. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, Randy, sorry about your hard luck, but, hey, nobody got hurt, and you're still here to talk about it, and, hey, thank God for that, you know?
Amen. No doubt.
All right, buddy.
All right, Captain Mickey.
Hey, I'll let you know.
Okay, sir, and I'll get that lady my number, and I appreciate
Randy,
helping me.
Hey, you bet, buddy. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Well, there's a bad story that came out good anyway in the end. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's still safe. But you got to pay attention. That's, you know, listen to what he said. You know, firsthand knowledge right there. We've all been through it. And, man, some of us are just luckier than others.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it. Raining like hell. All with a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment here at the Outdoor Show. And had a few texts come in during the break from listeners. One question was, what type of dipping paint do I use for my Little Johns? Well, I most of the ones I order come, you know, already tail dip, but that one particular purple, it has the blue flake in it. It comes just straight purple. I dip it in white dip, whether you get the Kelly Wiggler tail dip or the Spike It, one or the other. The Kelly Wiggler is a little thicker, and you only have to dip it one time. With a Spike It, you've got to do it two or three times to get that real good white brightness on there on the tip of the tail, but that seems to work always best for me when I'm doing it that way. But let's see, we had another one. He's wanting to know if my choice of a spoon color in the surf, and do I tie directly onto the line with a spoon? Now, you always want to use a swivel with a spoon, unless you don't like your line and want to coil it all up. But for the most part, use a swivel. And for most conditions in the surf, gold is probably the best all around. But if you get super clean, clear air, clear water, go to that silver early in the morning with light conditions. It seems to work better. All right. Let's get to our phone lines. We do have some available, too, 713-572-4610. Let's go to Guitar Dave. Dave, what's up?
Hey, God bless Randy. Whoa, man. That sounded like an adventure. I thought I had a bad week, you know, but,
yep.
Man.
Well,
boy, I tell you,
they had a good week because nobody was hurt, but, you know, the boat took the brunt of it.
Yeah, you know, God bless. Hey, but last Sunday when I walked out at about 4:35 o'clock in the evening, I walked out of my girlfriend's house over there in Willis, and goddamn red walls popped me on my right ear, man. Tell me that wouldn't.
That's
that
a good way to start the old day off. At least it wasn't,
man,
a yellow jacket.
Oh yeah, them things, they're bad. They're even worse.
They hurt
but,
way
now,
worse.
Finally, this is, you know, I had a doctor's appointment already anyway, just by chance, and I put hydrocortisone on there and a Benadryl cream and stuff like that, and it's quit itching, and then finally it quit hurting, but it was hurting there for a while. But hey, then on a good note, this new buddy of mine, Lewis, that lives across the catty corner from her there in Willis, man, he's an avid fisherman. He may even be listening right now. So Friday night, we left out about 6:30 out of Willis, and we went through New Waverly, and about two streets down from my brother's house, right out of downtown New Waverly, I didn't know about this bait camp over there or a bait store that you go in there and it's self-serve. You know, you go in there, it's open 24 hours a day. You dole out whatever minnows or goldfish or worms or they got some lures in there and stuff, and then you put the money in the box, you know, and then take off. So that was
the
really
honor system. Boy, you don't see that much anymore.
No, but they got cameras that says you're on camera. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, that was, you know, that's old school there. And then we went to the Cato boat launch and went out of there and went underneath 1375 bridge, and we put out a 25. We were jug lining with 20 noodles. And, man, Captain Miggy, at least we didn't get skunked. But, man, you know, we came back, well, we let him back, but we had one, like, 13, 14-inch catfish. But that ain't what I liked about the whole thing is being out there reminiscing about all the times that I've been there in that area fishing back when I had my boat, looking up at the stars and the half moon, watching the clouds roll by and hearing that slap on the boat, and you know, and you know, that's what, to me, that's what it's all about. If I can make it out there and back alive, and I do wear my life jacket the whole time we're out there, because I know, you know, being on my second pacemaker, I know I don't want to go to the bottom.com, you know. But had a good time over there, Captain Mick, and I really do appreciate Lewis taking me. Yeah,
that's what we go for.
Yeah, I appreciate him, man. And I tell you what, though, that's about it. I am here, and I had to run back here to the hood right now to pick up, and I'm going to go. I'm probably going to head back out there and try to hit it again. So go from there. But that's about all I got, Kevin. Other than that, my ear's good, and my brain ain't cloudy, and my soul ain't upside down. Let me just put it that way. I feel a whole lot better about everything.
Well, that's good, buddy.
Yeah.
You have a good day, Dave.
Well, there was one thing that happened over there last week. I seen a bunch of the Willis police was a little ways down on another street, and then come to find out, one dude got mad at the other. See, you can run, but you can't hide. And one dude got mad at the other and shot him, and the dude went to his car and come back and shot the other guy five times. Yeah, that was it there. But, I mean, like I said, my hat's off to our police department, firefighters, and everybody.
Right.
Man, I appreciate them. Okay, thank you, Captain Mickey.
It's like the Wild West. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about. Wait till September 1st. Yeah.
Well, that's to be seen.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I mean, hey, when I'm out there mowing.
The bad guys are already going to have guns. They've got them. You know, the way they use them is not proper, but you know, the good people, they
you got to do right
game.
Yeah. You know, and when I'm out there mowing or something, and I've been over there, the Willis police stopped by a couple of times. I got my handgun in my side. It's that Taurus 38. And they stop and talk to me, and I said, hey, you know, they're like, no, you're all right, man. You're on private property. You're right there. You know, everything is, you know, you're all good.
Well, so, that's what the Second Amendment's all about. It's a man has a right to protect himself and his family and property.
Family and property, yes, sir.
From the bad guys. Okay. All right, buddy.
I got you.
Have a good
day. All right, thanks a lot, Cap.
All right,
thank you, sir. All right, bye-bye.
All right, who do we have up here next on the call screen? We got George. George, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Morning, Mickey. How's it going?
I'm going good. And you? How's things in your world?
Oh, man, everything is just hunky-dory.
Yes, sir.
Pretty well. I do have some misgivings this morning. I beg your pardon. I called in July 4th weekend, and I was given those coliform readings and stuff, you know, the beach advisory.
Yeah, the bacteria levels.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we touched on Vibrio. Remember?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, if you go to that website, you know, they would tell you, you know, that's not concerning Vibrio, what they're posting, you know, a coliform. But as we discussed that, you know, that day, when you get a lot of runoff like we've had in recent weeks, that does affect. When that salinity drops down, that's what keeps that Vibrio in check. It's the high salinity and along that beachfront. And unfortunately, Mickey, I don't know if you heard about it, and it's on the website over there on the Bolivar Peninsula. We had an individual who succumbed to Vibrio. He contracted it on that weekend.
Yeah, that was Ray Watson texted me and told me about it. It was a real good friend of theirs. And he had a small little cut on his leg. And it
my heart goes out to him, you know.
Yep, that's not something to play with, man.
It, you know, if I could say, you know, Nick, like I said, if you'll go ahead and subscribe, they'll send you your information will be more current. You get a lot more data, and it's going to be more current.
Yeah, do you have a website for that everybody could be informed?
Well, just go to Beach Advisory. Beach Advisory. I do have it. I'm sorry, I don't have it right here on my phone at the moment. But just go to Gallatin Beach Advisory. You know, and it'll come up. But the thing is, you need to subscribe to get the, because I'm getting, hey, I get them daily. And here's the thing about it, you know, it's like a roller coaster, and all regions of the beachfront are all affected.
Right.
And, you know, and depending upon, you know, we have densely industrial regions, you know, and they're usually on waterways. Those are always areas that I've always, you know, I've taken extra precautions in those areas. You know, I don't consume the fish. I don't keep it. And I don't keep that many. You know, I'm mostly catch and release anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, I've been bending my barbs religiously for over a decade. I started that in the early 90s. And by about mid-2000s.
You were one of the few
in the mid-aughts. Man, I do not go out there with, you know, that's the first thing I do when I get my lures out of the cases. I bend those barbs down because it will save your hands, especially as you get older. And you've got me on those monkey gloves, man. Hey, it takes a little adjustment, but once you're right. It protects the back of your hands from the sun and just the wear and tear.
And plus the grip is excellent, especially on your rod and the control. And you get used to them. You think, well,
you
I'm
have
not going
to
be able to feel. But I wear the ones with the half-open fingers on them. And, and I've got some pairs that I wear in the wintertime that keep them warm, but you still got that good feel through your fingers with them being covered like that, keeping that cold wind
it's
off.
Priceless,
of them.
Man. For
yeah,
me,
they're
you know,
great, and they
I've
last
got
forever. Just wash them in the wash machine and reuse them, man. They're great.
You know, I'm the same age as you, Mick, you know, 364 days.
Yeah.
I was born on O.C. McCrimmon, and I share a birthday, but anyway. You know, just look at those readings because it's like a roller coaster. Those areas will clear out quickly, but there are certain areas, you know, that I've noticed they have more readings that are, you know, high readings. And, but look, here's the good thing. August was always one of my favorite months, you know. I mean, I go out there with the top water and just I catch, you can catch fish all day long, you know. It's one of my best months. So I think hopefully this is going to settle out some, and we'll get a good month through these dog days, you know.
I'm telling you. I know what you
anyway,
mean.
Anyway, that's all I got, man, and I'll let you go.
All right, George. Well, I appreciate here, that. And
you bet. Hey, I appreciate your show, this platform. It really, you know, it's been great for the last year, all through the last year and everything we've been through. It's really been a really great resource, Mickey. I appreciate what you've done.
I'm telling
you,
that's the way we escape from all the weird dealings going on in this world right now, but we'll keep it up.
Hey, we'll I see great things coming, man. I see great things ahead. Hey, have a good day, Mickey. Everybody, all you listening out
there,
have a great day.
Hey, hang in there, buddy. We'll see you, man.
You bet.
All right, take care. All right. Does that do it? Looks like the board is clean. I might have time for one more call, 713-572-4610. But real quick. You know, water salinity, you know, I read a lot of stuff out of other states and everything, including ours. And, you know, Louisiana has some really good info on what water salinity does to their estuarine system and everything else. But it drives Louisiana speckled trout to different areas at different times of the year, just like it does our fish, and for different reasons. And, if you can understand the process and can put yourself, you know, around a lot more fish, that'll help you in months to come. You know, two things push speckled trout anglers around, especially that Mississippi estuary over there is no different than what we fish here with our Trinity River and San Jacinto Rivers, all the rivers up and down the Texas coast, especially over at Sabine also. You know, turbidity is the visible one. You can kind of stay on top of it by, you know, your OFS animations, if you're running around and looking at different water conditions and where you get the separation between salt and fresh as far as visibility, that's a good way to stay in check with it. But, you know, a lot of anglers don't know that a lot of times you'll have this overlay of really dirty water, but you're closer to that, you know, salinity level break right there where you see the green salty water versus the fresh ugly water, and then, you know, a mile or two or 5 miles into the turbidity water, you can watch your prop wash and see that cleaner water boiling up, and that just lets you know that water's good underneath, and you can catch fish in that ugly water. Now, a lot of times, you know, it won't separate like that. It, you know, salt water supports the fresh water and pushes it up, but you know, in water quality, you know, salinity, it's a measure of dissolved salts in the water, you know, but for inshore anglers, it's a measure of the estuary's lifeblood. We need this to continue on, but, you know, too much fresh water, it can pretty much, you know, deter the spawning habits of the fish, and they don't get to spawn in the areas that they're accustomed to, and things change. And that's kind of what we're going through in this bay system for 7 years of it. A lot of the spawning grounds that we've been accustomed to over the years, they're just, the fish aren't reproducing there as they normally did. But that's a good thing to keep in the back of your mind, you know, when you're fishing all these adverse conditions and all that. It can help you catch more fish. We got one more caller here. Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning there. I'm going to take my grandsons out. They're coming up from up north, and I just want to get a, I don't know, Matagorda or further over, I don't know. Where would you recommend?
Well, I mean, what area would you really like to fish? I mean, what are you looking for? I mean,
we want some trout this fall.
Yeah. Well, do you live in the local area here, the Houston area?
Oh, yes, I'm in Galveston. I'm only in Houston here, yes.
Yeah,
But I didn't want to go to Corpus.
Fall fishing in Galveston is pretty hard to beat. I mean, it's really good, and I think
good.
as far as numbers of fish, Galveston and Sabine Lake, this area right here, we probably have more numbers of fish on the coast. And I would find you a guide here locally, and where you wouldn't have to travel and, you know, spend money on overnight expense and everything else. I would stay here locally if I were you, especially after the freeze event this winter. You know, they lost a lot of fish down south. I mean, they still have fish. They didn't lose all of them, but their numbers aren't near what they were last year.
Yeah, these are good old boys, so I want to put them on some fish. But
yeah. Well,
just go ahead and give me a couple of guides, if you would.
Well, yeah, Galveston area, I mean, it's a lot of them that I fish with. You know, it depends on what you do. Do you you like to fish with bait? Do you like to fish with lures? I mean,
I want to put them on baits. We're not going to mess with nothing.
On live bait? Well, I would call sir?
No. We're going to go with the hard.
Go with hardware?
Yes, sir.
Fish with lures? Well, you might want to give old Captain Steve Hillman a call or James Plogg. There's a few good guides in our system that fish lures exclusively year-round.
Just throw me out with Plogg, one of them, a couple of them, whatever.
Yeah. All right, well. Just listen to the Outdoor Show every week, and these guides will keep you in touch with what's going on in the bay. And we always put their numbers out after they give their reports, and they do a fine job. That's why I talk to them, because I can trust them. They don't lie to me, and they're good at what they do.
Okay. Well, give me the Plogg number then, whatever.
Plogg, 409-771-7306. And if 409-771-7306.
7306.
7306. All right. Well, I got to run. I'm out of time, Ralph. You have a good Sunday, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
See you now. All right. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And if you're out on the water and listening to us, I hope you catch them up this morning. Have a good time at it, and be safe most of all. We'll be back next week, Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.